Come on, lift your hands. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're not more than before our Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My soul loves you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We do bless you tonight, and we thank you. Father, I do pray for the expedience, the expedition of the brothers making it home, Father. I pray for their safety. Look over each circumstance, I pray in Messiah's name. We pray that you bless the preaching and the speaking of your word tonight, that it may be an inspiration unto the hearts of your people. Let it be so. We ask all things in the mighty, precious name of Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Almighty Yahweh. Bless your word tonight. Bless the hearts of those that hear it, and let them receive it with the heart of gladness. We ask all things, Yeshua's wonderful name. We bless you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yahweh bless you. You may be seated. To give thanks unto Yahweh, for the hearts of many are cold toward him, and they are not very grateful for all the things, for I can attribute all things unto him. Life, health, strength, the shalom of Yahweh, the comfort of knowing the destiny of my soul, and the hope that there is a life beyond this life in the natural realm. Many times we do not realize how blessed we are. Brother David Lee made a statement the other day to me. He said, you know, Pastor Roberts, it is a blessing simply to be able to eat. And as I was engaged in conversation with a man today, he lost one of his legs. He went to the hospital. He had a blood clot. And they let him sit there. And by the time they recognized his condition, they had to amputate his leg. And he said, it is a miserable thing, pain consistently, all the time. It has not healed. And if nothing doesn't happen within a relative short period of time, I don't know what I'm going to do. I thank Yahweh that the hope he has given unto us through Messiah, that he suffered every affliction there is for us to suffer. He endured the power of death, and he subdued every strength of darkness to give us great victory, that there will be no torment or terror even in death, that we can die with the assurance of the hope that as Messiah was resurrected by the power and the Spirit of Yahweh, so shall we as well. We shall get up if we have our hope in the promise that was given unto us in that physical body that died on the stake for our sins. Then we shall get up. And that is the only hope of a generation that is void of any kind of righteous fear, because that is not in the earth today. There is no righteous fear at all. Now men do possess the fear of the natural carnal things. They fear losing their jobs. They fear losing their homes. They fear losing their financial plan, their 401k plans. Now they do fear those things. And they will take every kind of precautionary measure there is to assure them of some kind of retirement, or they can salvage their funds that they do not lose every dime. When it comes to their souls, they're not concerned. Their lives are dismal. Their desires are so vile and wicked. Nothing that Yahweh does to them is appreciative. And when our minds become very obstinate and hard against him, then we cannot appreciate breath. As Brother David Lee said, we cannot appreciate the ability to eat. He said, there are so many in the world today, this day, that cannot eat, cannot chew their food, cannot digest their food.
And there are so many that do not even have food today. No measure of food at all. Yahweh has given a people, his house, a natural food to give strength. And he's also given us a spiritual food. And the natural food gives us strength in the natural applications of life. So when Yahweh says, raise our hands should go to the heavens unto him, because we have physical strength to do that. There is no reason that we ought not to do those things that his word commands us to do. And it is by that biological substance that is needed for our physical bodies that Yahweh knows what we have need of, and he takes care of those things, and we're not thankful for that. Something is wrong. We simply do not have the assurance. And that is the faith based upon the testimony of Messiah. And that is the testimony of Yahshua. It is the testimony of assurance. One of confidence. It is of great strength. It is of perseverance and tenacity. It is an insurance. It gives us the ability to know without doubting. And that is the assurance that Yahweh has given unto us. It is a testimony in a world that cannot be denied. Even in the historical evidence, it cannot be denied. And yet it is more profound and more impactful than the natural mind can comprehend, because it goes to the depths of a man's soul. And in the depths of any man's soul is where the life and the power of Yahweh is. We can appreciate that. And our voices lifted up to him with thanksgivings and appreciation to what he has done is because we are not sure. And we must be sure in this hour. I know that I had said that I will continue on the message on the demise of a nation. But there is something that Yahweh spoke to my heart today. And that is the assurance of his truth and his word. That we may have assurance. And that is a bold confidence. It is a confidence without wavering. It is one that is not based upon what we see or what we understand. It's based upon what he has said and what he has established. What he has established is a testimony of Messiah. And in that testimony is the revelation of whom the Father is. For no other man could reveal the profound power of Yahweh but Messiah. Moshe could not do it to a rebellious house, because the flesh of man is weak. And it will not and it cannot receive and understand those things that are just that pure and that dynamic. And so he had to send his son, made of a woman, his word made, and come through this contamination of flesh, and yet it did not pollute his soul or his spirit, whereby he sinned against Yahweh even in his flesh. Now, if that is not a dynamic statement, I don't know of anything else that is that dynamic. Man can go to the moon and different parts of this universe, but there's nothing more dynamic than that. I want to express unto us this evening concerning the assurance of Yahweh. And what is the assurance based upon? Are we certain today? Are you absolutely certain today? If Yahweh calls you home or life ends this moment, are you absolutely certain? Well, what is your assurance based upon? What has assured us to give us any kind of confidence that what he has said is accurate? How do we know? Does Scripture tell us that? Does it give us some understanding that we can stand upon the word of Yahweh? We must know the truth. It is that anointing that shiver every power of hell from over our minds. And every shackle must be broken. We are in a very cataclysmic time, whether we want to believe that or not. For the nations of the earth, as we know them, they are going to crumble. We can see that all around us. It is here. And nothing is going to change. It is going to get progressively worse. Do we not see that in the attitudes of the people? The sins today, were they sins 50 years ago or 20 years ago that was done in such a way without any shame? They didn't do it. They did not participate in those things in that way. And now in this hour, man, in his corrupt state, why is he corrupt? Why is man corrupt? What makes us so corrupt and vile with such evil propensities? What makes us that way? For when we forget Yahweh, the mighty Creator, then he gives you over unto every vile spirit that speaks to your mind. Now I ask you a question. Tell me what kinds of spirits have spoken to your mind. Not my mind. Tell me some of the evil, sadistic things that have literally spoken to your mind. Was it your way? Or was it an evil spirit? Was it an evil thoughts? Who was the author of those things that have spoken unto your mind? We must have assurance in this hour. And our assurance is only going to be found in the word of Yahweh. From Bereshit, Genesis, to Revelation. Not just in Romans, but every part of the whole is a part of the whole. And every part of the whole is particular, and it is necessary, and we need it all. Not just a particular, but we need the whole of that particular. So everything is vital today. And the whole message of his coming and our hope must be preached unto us. We must know it in this hour, and we must take confidence in that. I want to read from Scripture. It says in Hebrews chapter 10, I do want to divert from the message the demise of the nation. I want to give us the most certain confidence that we need in this hour, and that is the assurance of the word of Yahweh. And it has to be based upon and predicated upon a thing or a specific that gives us that confidence that what he said is right. We know by his immutability he cannot lie. He has the strength that what he speaks, it establishes everything. So whatever he speaks, it is established. For his word establishes everything. The word of Yahweh does. Joel writing unto those Hebrews, he wrote with a compassion because you must understand his natural lineage. And Yahweh even had to deal with this man concerning that. But he wrote this, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22. He says to them, first of all, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance. Now that is the first manner that our hearts must be true. We cannot have hearts that are not true. We cannot allow our hearts to deceive us. So we must draw near unto him. First of all, our hearts must be sincere and true. And once our hearts are established with the truth of his righteousness, then we are assured that what he said is righteous. Without the righteous law of Yahweh, we have no full assurance. And so it starts in the heart of man. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. What a statement of confidence that we can draw near if our hearts are true in the full assurance of faith. Well, what is the full assurance of faith? What Yahweh has promised unto his house, he shall perform that. I'm so grateful to understand, as we have watched our brethren pass from this life, that those bodies are going to be resurrected from that grave. I believe that. The grave cannot hold them down. Death has no power to hold us down. And so we must have full assurance of that faith. And it must be based on an assurance. And in that assurance, we must be insured. The policy must be paid up. It cannot be a policy that is not paid up. A man dies without the policy be endued, current, then his wife cannot expect anything. And so this policy that he has given unto us, it must be paid. Must have validity. And there was only one that could pay the insurance of this assurance, and that was Messiah. He paid the price of assurance for this insurance policy. And I'm grateful for that. The word of Yahweh to me is a very simple thing. And I love it. I don't look for anything that is that complicated because it's not complicated to me. I have a simple heart to believe simple truth. And the book is based upon him because he is truth. And that's it. So it's not complicated at all. What complicates this truth of Yahweh is the sin of our own hearts, our own transgressions. He says, having our hearts, first of all, let our hearts be sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with the pure living water. So we have to have our conscience sprinkled from this evil conscience. Are there not times that our conscience can get quite evil? We think of some things that are quite evil. They're not good to think of. They're not even good to consider. We might as well be honest with ourselves because he always sees everything. Now you may not have had that difficulty in life or wrestle with that, but I have. He says, verse 23, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Don't waver, he says. Don't be unstable. He says, because I want to tell you something. For he is faithful that promise. Now that is the statement. For Yahweh is faithful that promise. And he has made us promises to assure us that what he has said, it is established. And the way that it is established in our hearts, may I tell us, it is by faith. We simply believe it. We don't waver on those things that he has promised unto us. Once we began to waver, the enemy began to sow doubt. And we began to allow the law of the flesh to work. And once we began to allow the law of the flesh to work, it began to bring in this insidious enmity or this friction between you and Yahweh. It began to ask him questions, why not, why is, why should not be. He knows all things. And he is the one that makes promises that cannot be broken. Well, Pastor Roberts, have you promised? And many of them have been broken too. But not his promises. They are sealed with an assurance. And he has given us that assurance that what he has said, that nothing can defy it. Not death, separation, nothing at all can defy the promises of Yahweh. He said, and having that profession, not wavering, because we know Yahweh is faithful that promise. And then he warns us or he provokes us and let us consider one another. To provoke and to love and to good work. When you realize that you have the assurance of that promise of Yahweh. And that is the confidence of the Father in a man's soul. Yahweh cannot lie. He knows what he can do. And no man can defy him. And what he says unto us in his promise. That no man or anything can defy what I have spoken unto you. It is truth. You can take full assurance in that because I have spoken that. And so you can allow your faith to increase because you believe it. Why do you believe? Because he said it. You don't question that. You simply believe what he says. Because it is his truth and not our truth. Our truths tend to be sprinkled with many different things, but not the truth of Yahweh. It is based upon whom he is. And who is he? Well, he is the great creator. He is the one that has made us. And we do have confidence in him. First Yokohana, 1 John chapter 3. I want to establish that assurance in our hearts today. It brings about the security and the strength of Yahweh. It gives us that ability to be strong warriors and brave It makes us firm in the faith, saints. That is what assurance does. If you're in a situation whereby you're not sure about that situation, then there's some unstableness there, isn't it? You almost fall. And if your feet are not placed properly in a certain circumstance whereby it may cause damage or an accident, then it tends to cause you to be a little frightened, doesn't it? Yet he has given us a preparation of our feet, that they are prepared by the message of the truth that Messiah revealed unto us. Our feet shod with the preparation of this message of truth and peace, because it is only from Yahweh. Yohanan says, 1 John chapter 3, verse 17. This is one thing that old brother James, he says this one quite often. He was in a place some time ago when Yahweh began to deal with him as a young man. And in that tabernacle, they didn't want to show compassion to those that had not. And this is the true word. This is Yahweh's way. It's not my way. I have no ability to establish any kind of way. I have no righteous works at all. It is just the law of Yahweh works in us that brings us to the righteous works of the Father. The works have already been done. They've already been established. And we just follow the pattern and the example of the works that have been done. Yohanan says, but whosoever have this world's good and seeth his brother have need and shutteth up his bowel of compassion from him, he said, how dwelleth the love of Yahweh in him? How can it be? How can Yahweh's love dwell in that one? He can. He says, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Now, I recall many times that Evangelist Horn, in his way of simplicity, he would always express that to us as far as loving, in deed and in truth. He would say that you can love with expression of words, but if there is no action behind it, it is not love. Love is based upon more than just words that mutate out of your mouth. It's based upon an action and a law that you always place in a man. And he says, and hereby, my friends, verse 19, we know that we are of the truth. How? And shall assure our hearts before him. We will know that we have that assurance in our hearts when we obey the simplicity of the commands of Yahweh. Simply to love. To do it righteously from a true heart. Not from a heart of hypocrisy and deceit. But the heart has to be the heart of Messiah. Let that mind of Messiah that was in him be in us as well. And what is that mind? Well, it's a mind that is based upon the laws and the principles of Yahweh. He did all things to please the Father. And we must do all things to please the Father. It is one thing that the assurance of Yahweh, it strengthened the inner resolve. It gives us strength. And we're going to need that in this hour. The cataclysmic mayhem that shall overtake the earth. We're going to need that. The nations are crumbling. The financial institutions have no backings at all today. The corporate world can say that they're not going to meet their mark as far as what their financial statement had estimated. And you will watch the stock market and everything begins to fall. Everybody's trying to sell off everything not to lose anything. It is a system of greed of a nation and a people. But we have assurance, not in the stock market, not in the prices of gasoline, not in how much money you make, not in what we can ascertain or we can profit for ourselves. It is in what the law of Yahweh expressed. That is our assurance. How do you say that, preacher? Because this life, the promise of this life, there is a maximum of days of living in this natural realm. And we must leave this earth. It is going to happen. And that is just a simple truth. And so we must have the assurance of Yahweh. We must have that full assurance. And it brings about the courage, even in the midst of great battles. When the enemy rages against our minds to war against us, to subdue us, we have the courage to fight the battle of faith. And that's what it does. When we understand what he says, it gives us that assurance. And we need assurance today. Assure us, Father, He has. The policy is paid in full. How do you know? Because Messiah is the propitiation for my sins and your sins. So the policy is current. There has not been any delinquent payment in the policy. It was paid from the beginning. All the inflation and all of those things, He took care of that in the beginning. He said, I finished the whole job. And it's finished. And it is. And that brings the strength of courage, the strength of fortitude to assure us that He has given us assurance. And we ought to have that confidence. And that is what assurance is. It is confidence. You take a son, you take little Mike and his daddy, and his daddy says to him, jump. He must have that assurance first. And once he knows that, how does he know it? Because daddy said, I'm not going to let you fall. Jump. Come on. I won't let you fall. And that's what you're always saying to us. Trust in me. Just trust me. Lean not to your own understanding. Don't consider your own revelation of things. Things may perceived a certain way, but it's not what I want you to perceive out of that. Just trust me. We know that if our desires are to please Him, the deceptive of a good man, they're ordered by Yahweh. Well, why these circumstances? Because there is a road of perfection in this order. You can never come to the perfect light of truth unless I take you down this order. He must do that, saints. Hallelujah. I feel the shout of my soul on that one. He must take us down that order. That's the truth, saints. That is. We know that all things work for the good of them. We love your way. Then He's working all things for our good. And I certainly believe that. When we mess up, we just don't thank Him. And all things give thanks. We ought to begin to thank Him. For that, you ought to begin to thank Him. And that's where we lose it, because we don't do that. Well, I don't feel like saying that. You tell me you don't feel like saying thank you. If your husband gives you a gift, you're not going to say thank you. If the wife gives you a gift, you're not going to say thank you. If your daughter, your son gives you something, you're not going to say thank you. You don't feel like that. Something is drastically wrong in your spiritual mind. You know, Yahweh require us with the simple things. And it's so difficult to say thank you. We find it so hard. Don't want to say that. Little things like that. Saints, do you all hear me? And we find it so difficult to do those things. If He put a tremendous measure upon us, you think we would do it? We'll have disdain for Him. We would despise Him and say, who are you to contest me with that? And so He gives us simple things to do. He tells you not to bring a sacrifice of a cow or a heifer. He says, just bring the sacrifices of praises. That's easy to do. That is not. And He tells you to do that to establish assurance in our hearts. That saints, my children, it is not what you can amass to offer unto me. If you amass $1 billion and offer that to me, what is that? He said, I love obedience more than the fat of rams. He said, just obey me. That is the thing that you're going to find the great assurance in when you obey me. Because the more you obey Him, you rely upon Him the more. And the more you rely upon Him, you have confidence. You know He won't forsake you. He will not leave you. In the midst of your trying, troubled times, you know that there is an assurance there. That's what He wants for us tonight, saints. He wants to establish that in our hearts. How? Through the hearing of His word. Look at what Saul says in the book of Acts. Acts chapter 17. I want to move because I do want you brothers to get some rest. I know it's been a tedious day. But I do want to feed you with a little food tonight. Acts 17 verse 30. At the times of this ignorance, Yahweh winked. But now He commanded all men everywhere to repent. To make sure that our deeds and our actions are not against Him. So if we realize we have done something to incur the judgment of Yahweh, we repent. We say, forgive me, Father. We do it with a sincere heart, with a true heart. Because we have the assurance that He will what? Forgive us. And we confess our sins and our faults. He is faithful and just to forgive us a sum of all of our sin. So we have that assurance. Saul says, I want to show you our assurance of confidence. He says, because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained. He says, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men in that he hath raised him from the dead. That is our assurance. That is the assurance of all men that he has raised Messiah from the dead. That is our assurance. I said to Brother Allen today, I said, you know the assurance that he has given unto us all, Brother Allen. Of course, I'm going to answer my questions. I don't like for people to answer my questions. I like to answer them. I said, I'll tell you the answer. I said that to make him think a little bit. It's not a difficult thing. And the truths of Yahweh, they're not complex, but we make them complex because of the questions we ask him. That is so simple. He said, I will give assurance unto all men. And you will know that no one else can do this but me. I will bring him from the dead 3 days and 3 nights. And yet the corruption shall not set in his body. The skin worm shall not eat it. And there shall be no vile corrupt thing in him. Although in that body he took upon the sins of all men. He said, the assurance of you is that that body shall resurrect. It shall get up with the power and the authority of my word, because he said, in 3 days and 3 nights, so shall the Son of Man be in the belly of the earth, and the Spirit of the Father shall quicken him. And Yahweh said, that is my assurance unto you. He has given us assurance. That is the policy paid. We don't have to doubt. We don't have to be in derision and to doubt the Father. That is our insurance policy. If no one stands with you, he has given you insurance. He has insured you. No lords of London cannot insure you like Yahweh. They may insure your legs for $20 million, but he insure your soul with eternal life. So lords of London cannot do that. Prudential cannot do that. Only Yahweh can give us this kind of assurance. And he went so far to make us understand perfectly without any doubt that that's your assurance. What, Father? I'm going to raise him. And he got up. He got up. He got up out of the grave. And so that gives us assurance of the resurrection. That gives us assurance. And we can walk in that confidence without any doubt at all. Death cannot secure that victory from us. It cannot rob us of the strength of that victory. Because we know in that body of death, and death was in that body, yet life brought it forth. The word of Yahweh. The word that he spoke. And the Spirit quickened that body and he came alive. Why? Because the word of Yahweh said so. And so our assurance is that he has promised unto us eternal life. He's promised unto us victory over the wicked one. He's promised these things unto us. If we suffer with him, we're going to reign with him. He's promised those things. He promised you that many are your afflictions. But he delivered you because we're righteous out of them all. That's our assurance, saints. That is our assurance. And you can be sure of that. That ought to assure your soul. It ought to give us strength. It ought to give us a measure of boldness down in the inward parts. When the enemy comes in like a flood in Yahweh, he lifts up the standards of assurance. That standard, because Messiah has overcome and defeated every power of hell. That's our assurance, even in the midst of a corrupt nation that is going to fall down to the belly of hell. We have assurance. We have assurance. That's our strength tonight. It's not in the economy. What man says. It's not in those things. It's based upon what the word of Yahweh says. And he has given that unto us. My heart rejoices in that. My heart does. I'm glad. Look quickly, he says in Colossians, our full assurance in this revelation of Messiah. Colossians chapter 2, verse 1. I want to move expeditiously. Paul says, for I would that ye, what great conflict I have for you, what great battles I have. And from them that are in Laodicea, and for as many have not see my face in the flesh, He says, I want to tell you something. That their hearts might be comforted. He said, I want their hearts to be comforted. Being knitted together, first of all, in love. Now, hearts must be knitted together in love. Colossians 2, verse 2. He said, and unto all riches, mine. All of the riches of the full assurance now of understanding to the acknowledgement of the mystery of Yahweh the Father and Yeshua Messiah. He says in verse 3, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. He has assured us he has not given the world these treasures, the great mysteries of Yahweh in Messiah that been revealed unto us. For only Yahweh can save and deliver. Only He can save a man from sin. No other God, no religion can do it, no sacrifice can do it. The price, the assurance, and the insurance policy has been established. And you can't come no other way. If you do, you're a thief and a robber. If you try to go some other path, then you're deceiving your own self. There's only one way. One way to Yahweh. And that is through the hope of Messiah. For the mysteries are in Him. And He came to reveal unto us the riches of Yahweh's knowledge and understanding. Who has the mind of Yahweh? Who has counseled Him? Who has instructed the Father? Who has helped Him to create anything? For He is all-knowing. He is all-wise. And nothing escapes Almighty Yahweh. Nothing at all. What a statement of assurance for us. Nothing gets past Him. He knows everything. He knows every hair and they're numbered on your head. If that is not assurance, my friend, then we can never have assurance at all. And He has assured us. He shows us His knowledge. He takes the weak things and confound the strong and the mighty. That's what He does. Things that are weak, like us, His house, weak, no power. And yet in Him we are strong. We are mighty warriors. We are more than conquerors through Him. That is our assurance. So we can overcome the powers of hell. The opposition that oppose the very pure laws of Yahweh. Sure we can. We have assurance, saints. We do. He has given us that. We ought to have great confidence in Him. I do. Have none in myself because there's nothing I can do. Have no power to live. Have no power to breathe. Have no power to lift my hand. I can only live because of the command and the charge of Yahweh. I lift them. Have no power to do anything. It's because of Him. I attribute all things to Him. I can do all things through the strength of Messiah. For He did all things to please the Father. And if He did that in the midst of a corrupt world, certainly I can too. And we can. Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Verse 4. Saints, we ought to know this. Yeshua says, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 4. He says, knowing brethren, brothers, beloved. He said, your election of Yahweh. Do you not know we've been elected to be called sons? To inherit the kingdom? We are the first fruit of the resurrection. We have been bought. Don't you know that we are the sons of Yahweh? He says, for our message, what we preach to you, came not only unto you in word only. He said, but in also power that we stayed in the way, that we did not capitulate or change anything that He commanded us. He said, and in the Holy Spirit, in much assurance. And that's what the Spirit gives unto us, much assurance. We have assurance, but the Spirit gives you much assurance. It's nothing like the Spirit of Yahweh gives you much assurance. That is why it is necessary to be empowered by the Spirit. It gives you much assurance. Even though when you're weak and you feel as though that you're displaced, it gives you much assurance. When there's doubt entered into your spirit and your mind, it gives you much assurance. What? In the things that it has heard, and it speaks unto us because it is assured of where it has heard it from. For the Father has established the laws and the truth. He said, in the spirit of Yahweh, with much assurance now we gave to you, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. The Spirit of Yahweh will not allow them to do things that will be detrimental to the house. He said, you know what manner of men we were among you? By the Spirit. It did not lead us to do things that were detrimental. It led us to do things that bring much assurance. By the preaching, by the healing, by the faith walk, without doubting Yahweh. And we need that much assurance in this hour, don't we? For the diseases shall overtake the nations. Every kind of disease you can think of is going to overtake the nation here in this country, America. And we're going to need much assurance. You can't allow them to put drugs in you to distort your ability to think and to pray. And to take you into some elusive arena of delusion whereby your mind is so deluded you don't even know what you're praying to. That is what drugs will do to you. They take you out of a world of reality into a surreal world. And anyone that has ever done drugs, that's what they do. I don't care if it's alcohol, whatever it is, it takes you out of the real world into a surreal world. Everything seems surreal. There's no reality to that world. And we're going to need that in this hour. In this hour. For the mayhem that shall come upon this nation. For the Spirit of Yahweh shall give us much assurance, saints. There's where we're going to find much. And when you have much, you have more than enough, don't you? So we need that much assurance tonight. Yahweh wants to give you much assurance by the Spirit. You that have ear, hear what the Spirit says tonight. He wants to give you much assurance. Back to Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 9. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 9. Joel declares, he says, but beloved, we are persuaded better things of you. And things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak. Verse 10, he says, for Yahweh is not unrighteous now to forget your work and labor of love. As I read that from Yokohana, we that have these world goods, and our brother has needed, we shut our bowels of compassion. How dwell the love of Yahweh? And so what Saul was saying unto the Yordans, to those Hebrews, is that Yahweh will not forget your labor of love. What? Do you hear that, saints? Whatever you do with the labor of love, Yahweh will not forget it. Whether it's hauling wood, whether it's planting ceilings or plants, he will not forget it. Whether it's vacuuming the floor or scrubbing the floor, if it's a love to it. If it's one of disdain that you don't want to do it, he will forget that. Because there's a scar against you. But anything you do with a love, because all things we're doing it as unto who? As unto Yahweh. We're not doing it as unto a personality. We're doing it as unto the Father. And so Yahweh is not unrighteous to forget our labor of love. What a profound assurance. And we do all things as unto him. Position him first. He won't forget that labor of love. He said, which you have shown toward his name. So we do all things in his name. In the name of Yahweh. We come to that knowledge. We do all things in that name. In that ye have ministered. He did not say to the world. But you have ministered unto the saints. And you do minister. When the brothers go out and work. That is a form of ministry. It is a gift. It is a form of love. And they minister unto the saints. When the sisters cook, they minister. That is a ministry. Whether you believe that or not. It is a labor. It ought to be a labor of love. It is a ministry. He said unto the saints. He did not say unto the world. He said unto the saints. You're doing these things unto the saints. It is a profound ministry. He said Yahweh is not unrighteous. I know the enemy wants to rob us of those things. But this is our assurance, saints. This is the assurance of the Father to give us strength and fortitude, that tenacity to oppose every vile thing that the enemy will try to put in our minds or our spirits. We have assurance today. Hallelujah. He says in verse 11, and we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope at the beginning unto the end. That's all right. Unto the end. It is one good thing about seeing the finish line that it gives you a spurt of energy. It does for me. When I know things are about to finish up, I get a spurt of energy. When you were on the job out there in the world, when you knew it was time to get off, you got a spurt of energy. You were lethargic. You couldn't move much. Sleepy. Watching for the time. And all of a sudden it's 2:30. Your body began to be revived in your mind. Because it's inundated with things that you want to do. So we know it's at the end. Our hearts ought to be revived. Because we know we want to minister unto the saints of Yahweh and do the things that Yahweh wants us to do. And so we ought to be revived for this last hour in this time. Because we have assurance. 5 to 3. You know you leave at 3. 3. Ah, what a burst of energy. Head toward the time clock. You punch out and you're ready to go. And you're zipping. You're ready to stop here, stop there. You're ready. And so it ought to be as we have the full assurance of the end of this hope unto the end. I'd rather have this full assurance at the end than at the beginning. Didn't understand things much in the beginning. Full of zeal, but not according to knowledge. And now at the very end, he's giving us and imparting into us this full assurance of hope for the very end, for the latter battle that we should be engaged in. And we know we have the victory. Well, because we have the word of Yahweh, the sword of the Spirit, and we can withstand every vile, evil thing of hell. It makes sense to me, saints. It does to me. He says, now, I give you this full assurance, but don't be slothful. But followers of them through faith and patience, you will inherit the promise. You can't be slothful. In verse 12, Hebrews 6, he says, that ye be not slothful, because you have the full assurance of this hope in you. You can't be slothful. But followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. Don't you want the promises of Yahweh? I want the promises of the Father. So we can't be slothful about our Father's business. Whatever He gives us to do to minister, or whatever application He gives us to us, we can't be slothful about those things. We must do it with love unto Him. We must do it as unto the Father. He wants your hearts to be filled with confidence tonight in Him, His word of truth. That's what He wants, saints. It has nothing to do with us. It has to do with Him. I cannot raise you from the dead. If I pray the prayer of faith, it is only because He has impounded me with the power to pray that prayer of faith. And that is the power of faith, to believe Him to do it. Of my own strength, I can't lay hands on you and believe Yahweh for the healing. It is the faith that He has imparted in us, has given us all the measure of faith. And what is that measure of faith? That He is who He is. That's what it is. That it is Him. And every man before they knew of any Buddha, or Jesus, or Lord, anything, they knew that there was a God, as they expressed that. He's given us all the measure of faith. Now, it has been convoluted by man, but He's given us all the measure of faith. And we have the measure. So the measure is that we trust Him. We believe Him. Quickly, Isaiah chapter 32, verse 17. I'm not going to wait on you. I'm going to read Isaiah chapter 32, 17. That is a profound chapter to read. It deals with the trial of tribulation. And in the midst of tribulation and great degradation, yet Yahweh promised us. And there's a promise made unto us. For our assurance in the midst of a great fiery trial. He says in verse 17 of Isaiah 32. He says, and the work of righteousness shall be peace. When we do righteous things, it shall bring the shalom of Yahweh. And the effects of righteousness, it is quietness and assurance for a little time. Forever. It gives us assurance forever. And my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation and in a sure dwelling and in quiet resting places. That's what we're going to dwell, even in the midst of tribulation. You will see in that 32nd chapter, it's about the great trial. That's your trial, Israel, and it is the great tribulation. And this is spoken unto us. Well, Pastor Roberts, that was spoken by Isaiah. He speaks today. He speaks today. For all scripture is given by the inspiration of Yahweh. So he speaks to us today. And this is our assurance in the midst of great trial and great trouble in the land. That we're going to have a place of peace. That is the assurance of Yahweh. That's his promise. And so that give us assurance in the midst of what things that are taking place. We have assurance. We do. We ought to have bold confidence and faith in the Father. We ought to have that. 2 Timothy, quickly. I want to close from here. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 12. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 12. Paul says, yea, and all that will live holy and righteous in our Messiah, Yeshua, shall suffer persecution. What a wonderful statement. We shall suffer persecution. We shall not might, possibility. There is an affirmative there. We shall suffer persecution. He said, I want to warn you that evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. He warns them and he gives them instruction. He says, first of all, but continue. To continue is to proceed forward. Don't look back. He said, but continue, first of all, thou in what? The things. The things. What things? The principles, the laws, the things that thou hast learned. That you have been informed, they have been ingrained in you. They are of substance. They bring about reality. And you are sure of those things. He said, things that thou hast learned and the things that thou hast been assured of. How do we know that? Knowing of whom thou have learned them. It is the Spirit of Yahweh that brings much assurance. And that he leads and guides us into some truth. All truth. We need no man to teach us because the Spirit that is in us, the Spirit of Yahweh, it shall teach us all things. And that is our assurance. He's given us much assurance. This is a simple message. We make it complex. But it's very simple. I like simple preaching. This is simple truth. He says unto Timothy, he said, now to show you, Timothy, your assurance now, he says, at that from a child, thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. How? Through faith, which is in Messiah. Why should I have faith in Messiah? Because he is the hope of the promise of Yahweh. He give us assurance in the resurrection. He said, you have known the scripture. Now we have faith in what things the scripture says because they are fulfilled in Messiah. So that ought to give us full assurance. That's all right. That's all right by me. That's all right now. That's all right in my soul. That's all right. That make me shout there. He said, and Timothy, you know that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Yahweh. And it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. That you've been a man of Yahweh, may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all the good works of the Father. It gives us that assurance. That is what the word of Yahweh does. It gives us that assurance that we can be perfect, thoroughly furnished to do His works. What? Well, you're going to suffer afflictions and persecution. But it gives us great confidence in Him. And we know in whom we trust. And that is what it does. And that is what He wants. No confidence in the flesh. In Him. He wants that. He implores us to have confidence in Him. And He's given us the assurance to have confidence in Him. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that Yahweh hath made the same Yahshua whom you have killed to be both King and Messiah. He said, I want you to know that assuredly. What we saw in that body of clay, that Yahweh did the works. He did that. That was not constituted by the flesh of man. That was done by the Father. You better know that assuredly. The one that we reject, the laws, His commandments, His structure, Yahweh has made Him both King and Messiah. the hope of the house of Israel, the salvation of Yahweh's house. I pray to Yahweh that the simple truth tonight give you full assurance in your heart. And it bless your heart with assurance, for He is coming. And it's sooner than what we believe. May Yahweh bless you and give you strength. I'm glad to see the brothers in. Cars breaking down and everything. But I bless Yahweh for that, and I thank Him. I bless Him. I do thank Him for that, for the great victories that He has given unto us. And we have a sure account of our victory because we trust in the living Word. Nothing else we trust in but the living Word. As we trust in that, it's going to bring the excellent works of Yahweh to fruition in our lives. And men shall see that because we have the assurance, full confidence, without any doubt, because we know who we trust in. May Yahweh bless you. Give you strength. Be encouraged tonight, saints. I am. Now, tonight I do feel like preaching, but I'm going to stop because I want the brothers, I know they're tired, to rest. The brothers go out and labor, try to finish the jobs, and I do bless Yahweh for that. That is ministering unto the saints. What a beautiful thing that is, really, to minister unto the needs of the saints. That's wonderful, saints. No, I can't pay these brothers for what they do. Even the world can't pay them because they do things in a submissive way, in an obedient way. See, the world can't buy that. You can't buy that. You can't pay for that. The world wished they had men like that and those that will labor for them. I'm telling you. And so whatever they get back, an offering or whatever, you can't pay them because the world can't pay them. How can I pay them? It is the ministry that you always put in their hearts to do all things without murmuring or complaining. And that's a beautiful, pure spirit. I bless Yahweh for that. And I won't take it from the brothers, not one bit. I bless them for that. We labor for Him without murmuring and complaining. That is a blessed assurance in our hearts. Why? Because we're doing all things as unto Him. And we know who we're doing. We know who we're laboring for. We know we're building up treasures in the kingdom. We're not trying to build up physical things here because they're all going to fall and they're going to fail. May Yahweh bless you and keep you all. Let's stand to our feet. Good to see the newlyweds back. Bless you all. In all things, Father, we bless you. We thank you tonight for your word, your truth. I pray for the brothers. If labor today, Father, give them rest in their bodies, in their spirits. Just touch them mightily. Let this word be an inspiration, a strength to them. We ask all things in Messiah's name, I pray. Hallelujah. Yahweh bless you all.